Blog Talk Radio.
K.O. on the track.
Tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in, listen live to the show, and then if you'd like to make a comment or an opinion on today's episode, just press the number one on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show, and I will put you on the air, okay? So let's see. Okay, let's get into it. Today's word of the day is pathos, 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 P-A-T-H-O-S. Pathos. Pathos is a noun, and it means an element in experience or in artistic representation evoking pity or compassion. An element in experience or in artistic representation evoking pity or compassion. An emotion of sympathetic pity. That's pathos. An emotion of sympathetic pity. Okay, so Again, you can take that word, use it however you want. That's a pretty good word, you know, the meaning and all. Today's weather right now is 50 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 64 today, low 39, sunshine all day. And then on Saturday, we have sunshine, high 56, low 39. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 50, low 43. Monday, sunshine, 65. Tuesday, sunshine, 66. Wednesday, sunshine, 66. So you're looking at having a great weekend, at least plenty of sunshine, kind of cool weather as far as temperature goes, but plenty of sunshine. So, you know, I want you guys to get out there, fire up those barbecue grills, get some smell in the air, baby. Get some smell in the air. All right. 50 degrees right now in the ATL, 64 is our high today, and we're looking at plenty of sunshine. All right. So, let's see here. All right. So that's our weather. That's our word of the day. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of C Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? So here we go. Let's kick off, guys. Of course, today is Free Fall Friday, and anyone can call into the show and talk about whatever they like. Okay? And so, again, it's Free Fall Friday. So the show is open to anyone who wants to talk about anything. All right? And so what I'm going to talk about today is the truth about marriage. And what I mean by the truth about marriage is, a lot of people see marriages, or may have come from a home of a busted marriage, or maybe not busted, but it just wasn't cookie cutter, so to speak. There's a lot of abuse and verbal and physical abuse, a lot of fighting, a bad situation. And I'm going to say this, you know, right from the start, is that everyone is not cut out for marriage. Okay? Marriage is not for everyone. All right? And also, you know, a lot of people say, I'm never going to get married. That's some work right there. Well, what's not work? What's not work is not work. Everything, if you want to be successful at it, or you want to be good at it, or, you know, whatever, then it's going to take some work. And, you know, anything going to take work. I mean, you go to work every day and stay there for 8 hours a day dealing with the butthole of a boss. And, you know, that's hard work. Okay? And so don't put that kind of stuff on it. Don't close your mind to marriage. Okay? I know you may be out there dating and looking for, maybe not looking for marriage, but I know you're out there dating and, you know, seeing different ladies and or seeing different men or whatever, and can't seem to find the guy that wants to settle down, or or whatever, or you may not be the one to want to sit down, settle down. Well, you know, you may have, you know, walked right by the love of your life. Or you may have been dating the love of your life, but never gave it an opportunity, never gave it a chance. And, you know, that's not a problem. I mean, things happen for a reason, but I believe that, you know, marriage is a good thing. Okay. I believe that marriage is a good thing. I've been married for 29 years now. I've been married for 29 years now. And I don't, if I were to get divorced, I probably wouldn't get married again. I'm not saying I wouldn't date or whatever, but I probably wouldn't get married again, because it is hard work and it's daily work. And, but you know, marriage has a lot of benefits. I'm not one for the club scene or getting out in the streets all the time and trying to meet women. That's not me. I found a young lady that was, we were very close in compatibility. We liked a lot of the same things. We went to high school together, and you know, we started dating in high school. And you know, good looking young lady, and of course, you know, I was a good looking young man. And you know, we started to, as things, you know, when you're dating someone and y'all having fun, and you start to, you know, at some point you start to thinking, man, how could I be with this girl for the rest of my life? Or, you know, cause when I was coming up, my mom and dad got divorced when I was like 4 or 5 years old. And my dad was never around. He didn't come back into my life till I was in high school. And, but by then, you know, I always say it's too late. It's too late. And, you know, it's too late to come back into your kid's life at that time. And I'm saying that because it really is the most formidable days and months and years of your child's life are the early years. Elementary school, middle school, high school. We didn't have middle school back then, but now you got elementary school, middle school, high school. Those are the years that you need to be there with your kid, whether it's a girl or a boy, whether you're a dad or a mom. You got to be there with your kids. You got to teach them. You got to nurture them through this process. Okay? Get them out of high school and into some type of trade maybe that they want to do, or get them in into the college that they'd want to really go to and get a degree and start to get out and get a nice job and take care of themselves. That's the whole deal of having kids. But when you have kids within a marriage, that that changes things. That's a game changer when you have a kid. And we tried to do it in a way that okay, I got married at 24 years old. Okay, and I had my we had our first child at 26 7 years old, I believe. I'm not sure. But at you know, 28, maybe almost 30 years old. And you know, that changed our marriage. The kid changed our marriage. So, you know, when we got married, we said we were going to travel and have a good time and do some things before we had kids. And that's and that's what we did. But when we did have a baby, that changed the marriage. And I'm not saying it changed it in a bad way, but now you gotta you gotta do a lot of things that you weren't used to doing. Okay, and you know, some things had to go away. Okay. And that was okay. I mean, we could still travel and do things that we that some of the things that we wanted to do because we had great moms that were there that would take care of our kids while we were gone. But I'm gonna tell you, when you got a baby and you leave them, man, that's just about all you think about when you're away. Y'all with me? So, you know, the truth about marriage is it's an everyday thing. It's an everyday job. I'm not talking about Monday through Friday, the job you go to every day. I'm talking about Monday through Monday. It's an everyday job, and you have to work hard at it. And you know, sometimes I don't understand my wife. I just don't. And you know, my mom used to tell me all the time, you never will. You just have to go through it. It's like life. We really don't understand life, but we have to go through it. And life is hard. When you think about it, life is hard. Then, you know, you gotta When you think about it. Coming through like elementary school wasn't tough, but the things that you went through elementary school were tough. Y'all with me? I mean, you had to fight, claw, scratch your way all the way through elementary school. At least I did. I fought through elementary school. We fought just about every day. I'm not talking about, you know, arguing back and forth with somebody. I'm talking about getting out of school, walking down the street, dropping your books, and getting at it, right? With someone that you had a beef with, or someone that said something about you, or said something about your mama. You had to fight. I had to fight. And growing up in the community that I grew up in, I had to fight. So, and then you go to, like I said, now you got it, middle school, which was a horrible thing to do, I think, within the school system. But then you go to we went from elementary to high school. Then you go to high school, things change. It's a whole different ball game in high school. You know, totally different people. People from all different communities. People just not from just your community. People from all other different communities. Some people from your community. But you go into your classroom. I remember the first day of high school. I was like, oh, man. What the hell is this? Gigantic high school compared to the elementary school. Way more people. And then you got to run around and search for your class. Is this class? And then you go in there and you're like, well, where am I sitting? I don't want to sit by that girl right there. I don't want to sit by him. I'm going to take my seat right here. But you deal with it. You dealt with it. You got through it. And you graduated. Marriage is an ongoing struggle. I'm not saying that to to get some of you guys not, you know, telling you the bad stuff about marriage and not to do it. I'm having a great time in my marriage. I am. I'm not saying it's all a bed of roses, but I'm saying I deal with it. I deal with it. Things come up, you deal with it. It's just like life. But you marry, you try to find a girl or a guy that you know you're really into, and you don't want nobody, you know. And think about this. Marriage is something that you say, okay, I want this girl for myself. I don't want anybody else to have her or to be with her. So I want to marry her and have her all to myself. That's what marriage is. That's how it is. That's how you think about it. and that was something for me. I said, man, I don't want, you know, I didn't put any kind of shackles on my girl when we were dating. So she was free to date other men. I was free to date other women. Well, or young girls or young men or whatever. But, you know, when that happened, I'm thinking, man, I don't want him to be with my girl. I felt like she was my girl. Although I was seeing other people doing different things, you know, you started seeing other people, and then you turn back and say, man, she not that. She not like her. You know, I really like this girl. This girl here, she kind of weird. You know, she don't want you to touch her. You try to hug on her at the movies, and she shrug away from you. I tell you, nah. You know, that'll turn you off, man. So when you get back to her house, you know, open the door, kick around, and tell her, I'll see you tomorrow at school. And you see them the next day at school. You walk by them like they were a piece of paper on the floor. But that the other girl you're looking for, you find her and you hang out with her and you grab a hold of her, man. If you find one that you really, really like the things that she's about, she like the things that you're about, man, y'all on y'all's way. But you never know how they are until you start to live with them. I tell people all the time, I believe, and I know some Christian folks out there, I'm Christian too, but I believe that everyone should live together first before they get married. I think you guys should get engaged, put her, you know, give her a ring or whatever, and say, I want to marry you in 2 years. I want to marry you in a year. I'm giving you this ring to say that, you know, that we're engaged. We're in this, what do you call it? We're in this grace period together. I don't know. But you give them a ring and you say, okay, let's live together until we get married. And as you live together, And this is the gist of the book that I've started writing. I've started writing my book finally, but this is the gist of the book I'm starting to write, is that you say, okay, I wanna marry this girl. Y'all move in together before you get married. This is the fiancé stage. So y'all a fiancé. And you live together before you get married. That way, before you get married, you know then if you want to marry this girl or not. Because marriage is not just about it's not just about sex. You know, she may be great in bed or he may be great in bed. But then when you live with him, the next thing you know, hey, he's hanging out every Friday night with his friends. He, you know, I get home from work and he come home from work. He drop his stuff and take a shower and he's gone. I don't see him anymore until, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. This happens every Friday night. I can't deal with it. That's part of the fiancé stage, and you find out what this guy's about. Because if you weren't living together, you wouldn't know what time he came home, what time he showered, what time he went out, what time he came back home. You wouldn't know none of that if y'all didn't live together. Or even with her. Y'all live together, and then all of a sudden, hey, on Wednesday, she say, my girlfriends and I, we're going to Savannah this weekend for a girls trip. And you're like, oh damn, Savannah for the weekend. Damn, why you didn't tell me this last week? But I'm saying that because those are the things you need to find out before you get married. Because if you don't live together, if you don't live together before you get married, you probably won't find these things out. So check this out. Then you don't live together as in the fiancé stage. And then, okay, we get married next month. All right, all the wedding stuff happened, yada, yada, yada. You go on your honeymoon, yada, yada. Come back. Now she's moving into your apartment. She's moving into your house. She's moving into your condo, whatever it is. And then now you find out that, oh, man, she got them stanky feet. Or he got stanky feet. I didn't know that, Herb. I didn't know that before we got married. I cannot stand stinky feet. And I'm not saying that this is your girl or your guy or whatever. I'm just saying these are some of the things that you would have found out if y'all had lived together first. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Press the number 1 on your keypad and I'll put you on the air and we can talk. And we're talking about the truth about marriage. And so, I'm just saying that these are the things to help you to not make that mistake. Everyone's not meant to live together. Everyone's not meant to be married. So you have to put these things in here to find out about someone. When you live with them, and then y'all have to start mingling money to pay bills and all this type of stuff. And you find out who's good with the money. Who's not good with the money. Who's good with paying bills. Who's not good with paying bills. Who's good at the grocery store. Who's not good. You find out these things by living together. And then you can make a decision based on that about whether or not to marry this guy or girl. And that's the truth about marriage. And marriage is everything that is. So, hey guys, that's all the time I have today. I hope you guys have a great weekend. I'll see you guys on Monday morning. Not Monday morning again. Monday, we have a change in show time. Oh, boy. Monday is going to be a 6:30 p.m. show. 6:30 p.m. starting Monday is going to be the new time for the show. Probably through the rest, through Christmas and into the new year. So, hey, guys, take care of yourselves. And remember that in marriage, once you get married or together, you know, y'all deserve each other. Y'all deserve each other's love. Hey, that's a great way to close out the show. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. See ya.
You're just that sweet that chosen. You must have stepped right out of my dream. Cause you and I were meant to be. Hey.